everybody. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out our other great shows and content on Patriots.com. Enjoy the show. Before we get into this episode, I just want to say that we cover some sensitive subjects today, like suicide and infant loss. Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome back to Do Your Part. I am your host, Angelique Fisk, and I am the lifestyle editor of Patriots.com. And we've got a special episode for you today. We're switching things up a little bit, but before we get into that, we have some light housekeeping. You may or may not have heard that Devin McCourty is the Patriots nominee for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award for the fourth time. Yeah, you heard that right. The fourth time. The Man of the Year Award celebrates the player who excels off the field as well as on the field. It celebrates volunteering, philanthropy, and creating change. And who does that more than Devin McCourty? If you listened to the very first episode of this podcast, you know that. I can sit here and list everything he's done and all of the ways he's affected change in Boston and Massachusetts and in his native New York and New Jersey, and I would still probably forget something because there's just that much. I've detailed his work, or a lot of his work, on patriots.com/lifestyle, shameless plug, and you can look there if you want to read about all that he's done. I recommend that you do because it's quite a bit. Now you're probably wondering, well, Angelique, how can I help? Great question, listener, and I'm glad you asked. You can vote for Devin in the Walter Payton Man of the Year Charity Challenge by tweeting, and follow me here, it can get a little confusing, hashtag WPMOY Charity Challenge, all one word, space McCourty. It can be confusing, as I said, so to be clear, McCourty should not be part of the hashtag. The winner of the charity challenge gets $25,000 towards their cause. And for Devin, that means $25,000 towards his and Jason's efforts to provide tablets to students in New York and New Jersey to help with remote learning throughout the pandemic. And when asked about this nomination, Devin said it was an honor to represent the men in the Patriots locker room.
It's a great honor. I've said it before. Anytime I get recognized, I truly feel like I represent every guy in this locker room whose name could have also been nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. This team is full of great guys that, you know, care a lot about other people. And I would say care more about their families and loved ones than they care about themselves. So I've just tried to follow that. I've tried to be an example for guys that first come in the league of how you can have a huge impact off the field and on the field. And for me, I'm just going to try to continue that. You know, it's been awesome to be here in New England and to be a part of the community and represent, you know, so many great people and organizations. So just to be nominated is awesome.
Retweets also count as votes, and we want Devin to win the charity challenge. So get out there and vote. Do what you got to do. Like I mentioned at the top of the episode, this episode is going to be a little bit different. Instead of one long conversation with a single Patriots player, you're going to hear from a few different guys. So you might have noticed your favorite Patriots players rocking unique cleats during games over the last few weeks. Well, they're wearing them for a reason. My Cause My Cleats is an NFL initiative that gives players across the league a chance to highlight organizations and issues that they're passionate about. Patriots players have been wearing theirs for the month of December, and our social media and content team has been hard at work highlighting their stories. So on this episode, you'll hear snippets of the conversations with Patriots players, coaches, and staff about the organizations and causes that they chose. Let's start with Patriots linebacker, Shalik Calhoun. If you see Shalik around or on social media, he is always smiling. He brings a playful energy to his everyday life, and as it turns out, that's deliberate.
I believe it was middle school. They read a story of, I think I heard of a story of a kid, he was walking to a bridge, and in his suicide note, he wrote that, "If one person says hi to me on the way to the bridge, I won't jump." Unfortunately, no one spoke up to say hi to him. And so for me, kind of how I live my life is to, you know, choose to be happy, to choose to bring a smile to other people's faces. Mm-hmm. If you see me around people, especially Dietrich, man, we mesh really well together. But just in general, if you see me out and about, I'm normally smiling. I always a smile on my face. So I'm trying to tell a joke because I just feel like there's so much that we don't know what's going on in other people's lives. And if we can spare that moment of our happiness to give to someone else, it can make such a detrimental, you know, have such a detrimental effect on their lives. And so it's kind of, my outlook is, you know, I choose to be happy and then I choose to give my happiness to others as well.
He is all about lifting others up. So for My Cause, My Cleats, Shalik chose an organization that helps fathers overcome barriers so they can be there for their kids. Fathers Uplift is based in Dorchester and offers mental health counseling and coaching for fathers dealing with things like emotional trauma, addiction, and racism. His bright green cleats are in honor of Fathers Uplift, and their mission hits home for Shalik.
Basically, about fathers who have, these different barriers that don't allow them to connect with their kids, or just don't allow them to connect with their kids maybe as often or as frequently as they, as we would, as society would think that we want fathers to be in their children's lives. And I chose them because I had had a similar situation in my household where, I couldn't connect with my father because of a specific barrier, whether it was addiction, oppression, or, traumatic. And so, when I went and thought on what I wanted to connect with, what connected with me well, that was one of the bigger things. And then go a little further into it, the green is for depression. And another thing that's in my household, big in my immediate family, is depression. And so I felt like that was big for me to kind of be able to convey that message, because I feel like a lot of times, whether it's in my community, whether it's the Black community, the white community, we don't talk about depression enough, and we don't realize how it can truly affect, many different people in many different ways.
It can be hard to have real, honest conversations around mental health. It's a scary, vulnerable thing to do, and it often comes with a stigma. And Shalik wants to use his platform in the NFL to let people, especially men, know that it's okay to seek help.
Within my community, the Black community, and the male community, I would say more so, where it's like, you don't speak of those issues. You don't speak of being depressed. You're not sad. Men don't get sad. Men don't cry. And I think that we need to kind of break that mold, because it's leading to so much more than just, people being just depressed in the moment. It's leading them to have other problems because they're unable to express, their feelings within that moment. And so for me, I thought that it was perfect timing because, like I said before, it's something that connects well with me and my family. And so I try to use this platform, my platform, as much as I can to speak out on things that I know directly affect me, because it allows me to shed light on it, but I also have more knowledge of it because I've been in it or been through it. Mm-hmm. And so for this, it was big because I know in the community, we choose not to speak on depression. We choose not to speak on being sad or, being hurt. And I do think that, that's something that needs to change, because we're hurting ourselves even more by believing that we can't be sad. We can't be hurt. We can't be, our image cannot be tarnished by, that idea. And so, I think that I want to be one of the people who decide that, okay, I have been sad before. I have cried before. And depression is an issue in my family. And I think that, like you said, in the Black community, where it's like our household is, hey, if there's an issue, we don't speak about it to other people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just, we're not putting that knowledge out there for other people to grow from. And so that's something that I want to do, be able to help people to grow, help people know that in their feelings, in that moment, they can't speak out about it and they can't speak to other people that they need help.
While Shalik chose an organization close to home in New England, the next cause takes us across the world. Bears Najarian is the Patriots director of football and head coach administration. He keeps a low profile, and that's typically how he likes it. Bears is a proud Armenian American, and after fighting broke out in the region between Armenia and neighboring Azerbaijan, he refused to stay quiet. Now, he's using his platform to educate about the unrelenting drone attacks on Armenian people. He is participating in My Cause, My Cleats for the very first time to benefit the Armenia Fund. He even made an Instagram for this sole purpose.
It starts with awareness. Let's start there, because so many people are unaware of, obviously, that situation. If we can get that, then that's the start. Nothing's going to change. There's not going to be any action until there's awareness. So if people can be willing to open their minds the way our players and staff were willing to do, then that would be the first thing.
And it started right in the Patriots locker room. Listeners of Do Your Part know a lot of Patriots players are all about being a voice to the voiceless. After the killing of George Floyd, folks around the country were having important and difficult conversations about racism. The Patriots were no exception. Players, coaches, and scouts shared their experiences. Others listened, and experts came in to speak to the team. In that vein, Berge was asked to speak to the team about Armenia.
You know, fast forward, well, all through the spring and summer and all year long, our team has been having conversations internally and having meetings and engaging with people inside and outside the organization. It's been really, you know, productive and eye-opening for a lot of people. And then, you know, not long after the, you know, things were happening with Armenians, I was approached and offered the chance to talk to the team in one of our kind of social justice meetings that have been going on. And I was like, well, you know, it's pretty incredible that, you know, I never addressed the team, you know, for things that aren't pertaining to, you know, team operations or, you know, what's happening on a day-to-day basis just for the team. So I jumped at the chance and I did that. And it was tremendous. It was a lot to cover, and the guys were really receptive to kind of learning the background. Again, there's a lot here. There's a lot here beyond just a fight over a piece of land. So I think that, you know, sparked interest from some of the guys and, you know, giving their take or, you know, on what they had heard from me and just their take on human rights and equality and humanity, you know, in general.
It's no surprise that guys were moved to speak up. Matthew Slater, Devin McCourty, and Bill Belichick all filmed videos, and Bear shared them on his Instagram. Cam Newton even wore Bear's sneakers around his neck in a post-game interview.
I don't know if they could ever do anything that I could appreciate more. I mean, like I said, this goes back to my identity and my family's identity, and there's a lot of people that they've touched, not just me. Now, they've touched me in a huge way, but they've touched a lot of people that I've heard from. It's incredible. And also just it's a credit to them for what they stand for.
The NFL auctions off the sneakers and the cleats with all of the money going towards the respective organizations of players and staff. Right now, Berge's sneakers have the highest bid of all Patriots. He told me that Armenians are very proud people, so the reaction has not surprised him. That pride comes from a history of oppression. In 1915, the Armenian Genocide killed more than 1 million people. On top of that, this atrocity has largely been ignored. The United States didn't formally recognize it as a genocide until 2019. Berge's own grandfather was one of 400,000 survivors. He was just 10 years old when both of his parents were killed. He traveled to Syria and spent 10 years in an orphanage before making his way to France and eventually the United States. Berge heard his story of survival often growing up. It wasn't just a page in a history book, but it changed the course of his own family directly. Berge told me in an email that for many Armenians, an attack against the homeland is an attack against the identity of all Armenians around the world. So again, the outpouring of support was not shocking.
It tells you how passionate the Armenian people are about their identity, because this tells their story and they're proud of it. And it's, you know, it's our, you know, our hearts are in this.
Berge wasn't alone in being a first-time participant in My Cause, My Cleats. In his first year in the NFL, rookie running back J.J. Taylor is also participating in My Cause, My Cleats, representing Stomp Out Bullying. It's an organization that is changing the culture for kids and students. They work to prevent bullying and discrimination in all forms while promoting inclusivity and equality. Stomp Out Bullying isn't an organization he's worked with before, but he loved what they stood for.
Growing up, we all have dreams and aspirations, and as we get older, you start thinking about other things. And I mean, as I got older, I kind of wanted to, after football season, I want to be a teacher, not just so I can teach lessons about history and math and things like that, but to, you know, teach about life and give the younger generations tools and skills to help them out with life and how to deal with situations, and just to give advice about love and self-care and things like that.
JJ does his best to lead with love. That means having the courage to stand up to hatred. That strength is something he gets from his dad, Joseph.
Growing up, seeing the way he handled situations, and if anybody was ever in need of help, he would be the first person to step in and offer a hand and put a stop to something that's going on or something like that.
While bullying and hate existed long before the internet, JJ says he worries for kids now.
I mean, for me, I see a lot on social media, and that kind of throws me off a lot, seeing little kids being bullied and and also seeing like the retaliation of these kids that are being bullied and just being able to like see how far it gets and then see how much people hurt. Not only are the people that are hurting being hurt, it's, you know, friends and family and things like that, because people make very serious decisions after that, and that decision doesn't just affect that one person.
But like Shalik, JJ says that this moment will pass. For anyone facing bullying, he says to hang in there.
The only advice I can give right now is to keep going. That the life that you're living right now is not always going to be a struggle for you. You know, that God gives his greatest battles to his strongest soldiers. And, you know, that the things that we're dealing with will surpass, and it would only make you a better person.
Anytime the subject of suicide comes up, I want to remind you of resources available. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available 24/7, and that number is 1-800-273-8255. Well, we started this episode with Devin McCourty. It's only right we end with Devin McCourty. Devin isn't new to My Cause, My Cleats, but in the past, he's used the moment to speak up for those who aren't able to speak for themselves. This year, however, Devin chose a cause that was close to his heart. I'll let him take it from here.
My cause for My Cleats this year was very personal. You know, obviously through the years, I've used this opportunity to speak up for different organizations that represent people that I always felt were the kind of voiceless. And this year, you know, me and my family, we lost our third child, stillborn. Me and my wife found an organization called Tears, and it supports families who go through any kind of loss for an infant, whether it be a stillborn, miscarriage, anything of the sort. And for me, it was important because it gave me an opportunity to really show the strength of my wife through everything that's gone on, me continuing to play football, me continuing to do other things, and her just being so strong to weather everything we went through and we're going through. And I wanted to really display my family out there on Sunday and represent them on my cleat. So everything really has to do with hope and about the future, and also about remembering our baby girl, Mia. And I hope that my cleats show, you know, just a bright, kind of bright spot, you know, through tragedy that there is positivity.
Tears provides support to families going through unthinkable loss. While Devin, his wife Michelle, and kids London and Brayden all mourned the loss of Mia, the one thing that helped was hearing the stories of others. By wearing these cleats, Devin hopes his family can help another family, even one he's never met.
Going through what we went through, I think one of the biggest inspirations and biggest thing that helped us out was just hearing the stories of so many others, so many people that I knew personally, and I had no idea what they went through, and them reaching out and talking to us and telling us to be strong, and it gets better, it gets easier. And I hope that's what my cleats do. I hope someone that is going through a tough time and, you know, doesn't understand why or what's going to happen, that they can just see those cleats and see another person who went through it, another family who's staying strong and believing in the future and believing in God. And I hope that, you know, Sunday, if someone gets a chance to see the cleats and then hear the story, that they know that they have that same hope right inside of them and can continue to fight and be strong.
It also helped to rely on his friends and his family.
Yeah, if you're going through something similar to this, I would just say reach out to people. Don't be afraid to ask for help, you know, just sitting down and talking. I know for me that was huge. Matthew Slater, my brother J-Mac, and Deron Harmon were three guys that I leaned on heavily just to speak and really to speak openly, tell them how I felt, tell them when I was down and out and just really hurting and lost. And then, of course, I leaned on my wife. And our constant communication, text messages, praying together, all of those different, I would say, hard times really became times of strength. And I would just tell you to lean on other people. You know, going through a tough loss like this, it isn't meant for someone to handle on their own. So lean on other people. Reach out to an organization like Tears. They have chapters, you know, really everywhere. And that was one reason why I chose them. There's a chapter in Massachusetts and a chapter in New Jersey. So it was cool for me to represent an organization that is really helping and, you know, providing the needs for many people that are going through a tough time.
As difficult as this loss was and is, Devin wants his cleats to be a spot of hope. He said that when you have another child after losing one, it's called a rainbow baby. So the rainbows on his cleats represent his family's hope.
I would say two things that, for me, make my cleats special. One is a little family kind of, I don't know if you want to call it drawing or kind of figure that's on it that represents our family. It's me, myself, my wife, Michelle, our oldest, London, and little Brayden, and holding our baby angel, Mia, which we have in our house, in our dining room. A cool little figure that someone got for us, a friend. And then also it's just the rainbows on it. You have great loss and a memory of a child we never got to really show the world and to love here on earth. And then on the other side, with that tough loss, you have rainbows that I think give hope and provide that hope when you see it. And, I think I see that every day in my kids when they see a rainbow in the sky and they start yelling, "Rainbow Daddy, Rainbow Daddy." So those are the two coolest things for me. And I would say the strength of my cleats are those two things.
Devin first wore his cleats against the Chargers a few weeks back. And you might recall that's when he returned a blocked field goal for a touchdown. After the game, Devin said he knew he'd end up in the end zone. He knew he would do it for his wife, for his kids, and for Mia.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely have the juice. I feel like my family's right there with me. And it'll be awesome in an empty stadium to have your loved ones right there with me. And, I think this will be the most honored I've ever been, putting on cleats for my cause, my cleats. And I've had some special organizations I've gotten to represent. But I think none bigger than representing my family.
You can check out pictures of everyone's cleats on Patriots.com. We've got a great photo gallery up, and you don't want to miss it. Some of the artwork is just stunning. Like many of the stories you heard today, a lot of these causes are very personal for Patriots players. So please take the time to learn about them and why they chose them. If you have questions, comments, or feedback for me, you can always reach me at lifestyle@patriots.com. I'd love to hear what you think about the show. And as always, thank you for listening to Do Your Part. I hope you're safe, I hope you're well, and we'll see you next time. Hey, it's Angelique of Patriots.com. Like what you heard? Then hit the subscribe button and leave us a comment or a review. Be sure to check out Patriots.com for other great shows and content. See you later!